Ruth Wolf Adelson and her daughter, Paula.
Now I will try and see how this machine works, or if it doesn't.
August 4, 1999.
Okay, so...
Cost me $750,000 and only lost $100,000.
Yeah, then that's
plenty. That was not it.
No.
That's not enough.
You know, when you read the papers, you get the idea, A, that day trading is going to make everybody into maniacs, and secondly, that he lost his whole fortune.
Okay. That's right.
Which is not true.
He didn't. It's only a seventh. And if he's a day trader, with a good smart trade, he'll make it.
Right back.
So that would not be the cause.
That's right.
Well, why don't you, maybe you well, have less than you could start.
We'll have this written out. This is, and
let me see what I said.
That's your handwriting.
It's wonderful.
I'm just admiring it.
Oh, I was going to say, can you read it? Just want to see where. Oh, yeah. Her interest in Israel remained in the forefront. After she lost her partner, she went to Israel to visit sisters and families who had migrated there from Russia. She went with the late Dr. Clara Lloyd-Smith, who also had family there. It was during this trip that she kept a diary. Her understanding of the happenings in Israel is truly great. With all her community efforts,
okay.
That's the only reference.
That's basically what I want to ask you about. She mentions a sister, and she mentions someone named Celia.
That was her niece.
Celia was her niece.
Yes, the sister's daughter.
And
she had two sisters.
She had two
there.
Sisters there?
Yeah.
May I ask their names?
Yeah.
She mentions a Bertha. Now,
see, this is where Edith. My sister Edith was in Israel, and she knew them all. I never met them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can get those answers for you.
I'm afraid it came to Providence. I know Celia was the niece.
Celia was
the
niece.
I know it was the daughter. There were two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Did you mention a Bertha?
Yeah, I just,
she said Bertha,
she visited Bertha in Tel Aviv, and then she...
Well, Bertha must have been one of her sisters.
And that Bertha was called on a case somewhere, so I don't know whether she was...
One of her nieces was a nurse. I think it was Celia that was a nurse, so she's called.
Uh-huh.
The Bertha was called.
Was called on a case, and she couldn't spend the day with her. But then when she went back to Tel Aviv, she stayed at Bertha's room. So I didn't know whether Bertha had come with her from Providence.
No. She went with Clara, and Clara...
Joe, and Joe Smith.
No, Joe didn't go. Clara, I think Clara and three children were born then.
And the three children went.
Yes.
Yes, she makes reference at one point. It was very cold and rainy and gloomy, and she pitied the children. Mm. And I didn't know whether Clara had brought her children.
She brought three children.
I think Joe came too, because she mentions him.
Does she?
Yes, that they met one day. And,
I didn't think he was there.
At some point. And that they, Dr. Joe hired a cab, and they all went up sightseeing.
Uh-huh.
And so she was in their party. She
yes,
went because
she went
they
with,
were going.
Yes, she definitely went with them.
Mm-hmm. And she went
because
out.
Because Mama was, 62. My father was almost 66, and mm-hmm. she was 3 years younger, so she must have been 62 or 63.
And when she went.
Yeah.
And to visit her two sisters. She went out of County de Savoia.
Uh-huh.
Did she come back on the same boat? Because
yes,
she doesn't mention
I think
it.
So.
She also did.
Yeah.
And she mentions the Ring family in Haifa.
That's the Ring.
That's her niece.
That's her niece.
That's the one she stayed with them
yes.
for a few days in
yes.
Haifa.
Now, Theda Ring was the same age as my sister Gertie. Gertie was 8 years older than I mean, we have to figure backwards. Gertie, I'm going to be 94, so Gertie.
Kind of horror.
Huh?
That's kind of horror. It's wonderful.
A couple of weeks.
Great. Happy birthday.
Thank you. And Gertie was 8 years old, so that would have made her 92.
Uh-huh.
I mean, 102.
Okay. Who suggested she go on the trip?
She wanted to go to Israel, clamored for years. My father had a thing against it. He loved America. If he could have gone down and kissed the ground, he would have.
Mm-hmm.
from the minute he got here, it was his country. He was the most patriotic American. American couldn't get Americanized. I mean, couldn't get citizen fast enough. Mm-hmm. I was always secure. I had it here. Mm-hmm. Went to business, and he was very successful. I started his own business within the first year after he was married to my mother. And my mother could not get him. He went to Cuba. They'd go to Miami. He traveled United States. That was perfect. But she could never get him to travel. What should I go back to? He says, look at our God, look what's happened. He was a very proud American, very proud. He was proud of his wife. He just thought she was the most beautiful. When I got married, I thought every marriage was hots and flops. I didn't know. I thought every man brings you roses and chocolates, which my father did every Saturday.
Well, the last entry in her diary sort of sums it up. It's a very, very poignant, and when she's leaving the ship, a day before the ship, and she says she's coming home, and there's this sadness. What is she coming home to? But she has this haven that her beloved left for her. And it was just, I do quote that, it's just absolutely beautiful, the way she said it. Her diary sort of ends abruptly after a visit to Mrs. Smith. I take it Joe Smith's, I call him Joe because I remember him very well.
Yes, right.
Dr. Smith's mother lived in Tel Aviv and then in Netanya, or lived in Netanya and then somewhere else. And he had a sister who lived in Herzliya after a while.
Fanny.
Yeah, Fanny Bowley.
Fanny.
Yeah.
And then he had a sister, Mildred, and she went to Pembroke with me, Children Brown with me.
But Mildred was here.
But moved.
She also moved to
Israel.
So they had been living there for quite a number of years then.
The parents lived there for ages. I remember the parents when I was a younger person, younger girl. I knew Mr. and Mrs. Smith. They used to visit my parents. They were good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved to Israel. And then Clara and Joe went over to visit with the children.
Yeah, I remember when he came back.
She didn't have the last one, who was the child of David, the last boy. She had Ruthie and Debbie and I think Charles.
Yeah,
I
don't Charlie think, was the third
I don't
one.
Think David was born yet.
Yes. Traveling with Charlie must have been an experience. He was a sweetheart, but he was Mr. Mister.
Yeah.
I remember him quite well.
Ruthie was an interesting little kid.
Yes, they were. They're lovely. Sure. They all were.
Where are they now?
They're all
Sarah Sackland would tell me when she went to visit, she visit Clara. That was quite near the end of her life.
She lived in Washington at the end.
Around there, and her daughter, because her daughter lived in another place.
Who lived there, Ruthie?
I she just said her daughter, but I thought if we wanted to contact, I could ask her.
I think we have some contact with some of them. One of them lives in Massachusetts.
Oh.
And
well, there were two girls and two boys, and two older the girls and two younger for the boys. But Clara, my mother, there was a big age difference because Clara was a young woman then.
Mm-hmm.
And but they got along fine. They had a wonderful time.
The diary ends rather abruptly in May, and she remained there until July. She just stopped writing, I think. That was it.
Yeah.
And she wrote about her trip back, which was interesting, but she got terribly seasick.
Yes, I remember that.
That we leave out, that we're not interested in.
Yeah.
That's about...
But my father had died, so she didn't go to Papa died.
Yeah, it was a year after. In fact, she was, I think, the third day out, and she wrote, "Yes, I have your sight tonight."
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So she was very...
She died in March.
Well, this was, the Jewish calendar, how it worked, so there were the vagaries of it. That's it. I just want you to know who Celia was, who her sister was. So she had one sister and
I think her sister was Bertha.
And the other was Bertha.
Some of the people that I visited in Israel, those were her sister's children.
Yeah, right? That was Celia. And you met, she's got a fun, Alice, Dushia, they call her in Hebrew.
Dushia.
Dusia, yeah. And she was married to Yeshua. And they visited me. Charming, wonderful couple.
Are they the ones that live in Haifa?
I don't know where they live now. I lost track of them.
We visited some folks in Haifa.
Now,
yeah, Mama had relatives in Haifa.
According to the Rings, the family of the Rings lived in Haifa.
Some of Pelerin, Robinson, went to Israel way back.
Yeah.
And I told her about my relations in Israel. And she called them. She visited with them. Yeah. And when she came back, she says, Ruthie, it was the strangest feeling. I felt as though I was sitting with your family. Seeing your ring looks just like my sister Gertie. And she says, even the way they talk and their gestures, she says, I never
saw. Was that on your mother's side?
That's what, yeah.
Well, I had a similar experience. We called them, and I don't remember, this is a long time ago. 15 years ago now, just when Peter was born. I called them, and I had never seen them before. And the husband, now I don't know whose husband it was.
Must have been Joshua.
Said, how will I know you? And I had heard there was a very strong family resemblance, so I said, you'll know me. He walked in the door, and he walked up to me like that.
You knew immediately.
I walked into the apartment and saw his wife, I was so taken aback. She looked just like my Aunt Edith, mother's sister. And she's
Isn't that strange? Isn't that strange? Far a different culture, a different land,
It's really amazing when you see it.
And the family.
Family is family.
Family's fast.
Great.
So strong.
Well, I'll just, I didn't know, it just said, you know, that your father had gone from Russia to England, but I was curious about what time, you know, an approximate period of time. Would it have been in the 1890 or around that? Did you have it?
Wait a minute. My father came from having spent 2 years in England with Henry Bionhead, with distant cousin relatives who were comfortably situated. Uh-huh. He had, I don't have it written here, but he left, of course, to get away. Well, I do have it. My father learned fair English and some of the English customs. He came very smooth and gentlemanly when he arrived. My mother met him here, and they fell in love with that.
Now, I just read an article about the Independent Man.
Yeah.
And it said it was erected on top of the Capitol in the 1890s.
Yeah.
So he would have had to be, because he did the sheathing, the metal sheathing before that.
Yeah.
Right? So I was trying to figure that out. So he must have established his business.
Well, 1896 at the office in our directories was the first year he had an ad about the business in 1896.
Okay.
So, but then that brought me back. Do you have any idea when they were married? That's another.
Let me go back.
Yeah.
My brother Peter
was
10 years older than I.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
Born within a day of each other, but 10 years apart. Peter was born exactly a year after my parents were married.
Years ago.
Now I've got Peter's dates.
Yeah.
I got his obituary.
All right.
And I've got your folks. But your mother's I just have down as 1947.
When she died.
Yeah, but I don't have a date. But that's
Mama was 72.
It was August.
August.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so the yard coming up.
Yes.
Yeah. So
everything my family happens in August.
August.
11 birthdays or anniversaries in the board.
We have the same thing. It's interesting. We have all these birthdays
when
and anniversaries.
When I was a little girl, now I made a remark to my father. And the only time in my whole life that I saw him get angry with me is when I said to him, it was those cold nights in November. I never saw Papa. He was so upset.
But it is funny.
I was a little bit of a smart ass, you know.
Now, Peter, this was on April 18th in 1983. He died at the age of 87.
Right.
So if we calculate,
he was born on August 20th.
If he was 87 in 83, then that would mean
96.
So and you say they were married the year before. So
Yes, he was born just a year. Because my father opened a business almost on Peter's first birthday.
That's why. That was as soon as he put in the ad.
Where did you get the ad?
It computes.
Huh? Where did the ad come from?
In the city directories. We have lots of ads of his. And
is that interesting?
And it gives you an idea of, you know, what he had to offer for his business, and also...
Oh, I'm getting the picture. I've got a picture of his. Do you have it? Of the shop?
We have one in the office, and that's one where the men were all working.
Yes.
Yeah. But what we were wondering was, do you by any chance have any pictures of her trip?
No.
No photographs.
No.
Anything.
I don't think she brought any back.
Uh-huh.
See, I was a middle child.
Yeah.
I was a little bit ignored. The older ones got everything, the youngest ones got, but I was...
Do you think Edith might have? Because she's a historian. We can check that out.
Yes, because she's been very good about...
Yes, she's got that.
This was the 1896 ad. Look at this. And then this is 1910, 1920. We just took them, but I think he advertised about every year. And
that's great.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. Something like that.
You know, if you look at that picture, a lot of these things, there's cornices, there's skylights, there's bay windows, there's ventilation.
Oh, yeah, they really...
He had all pictures. He was a wonderful artisan. He could do marvelous things. You know about the house on Hope Street.
Oh, yes.
With the timbermans.
Now, when your father did come, did he come straight to Rhode Island, or do you think, or you have that?
I've got that for you. My father was a sheet metal worker and roofer, having learned the trade from his father. He left Russia at the age of 18 to escape conscription in the army.
Yeah.
My parents lived in the north end of the city in a rented flat for 1 year when my brother Peter was born. Now, what was the question again?
Oh, yeah, no, when he came here, it said he came because his sister, he lived with his sister.
My mother came to an older brother who lived in a two-deck house in the north end, simultaneous with her arrival in the same house
that
my father came from, having spent 2 years. Now, just let me... my mother met him, and they probably fell in love. Wait a minute, she came...
But she came to marry someone else.
Yeah, him. Yeah. She came, yes, came to this country at the age of 19. She came with an older sister for an arranged marriage with two brothers from New York. She came to an older brother who lived in a two-decker house, simultaneous with her arrival in the same house. My father came from having spent 2 years in England with distant relatives who were comfortably situated. My father learned fair English and some English custom. He smoothed and studied. My mother met him. They promptly fell in love. She sent her sister on to New York alone and married my father.
That answers your question about how they both had the same Chalkstone Avenue address.
Yeah. Because he lived downstairs.
And we couldn't figure it reconcile the time.
Her family was not very happy at this decision.
Okay. Oh, I see, because I thought at first maybe they disapproved of him or something. Probably
she never even met the guy. She met my father. That was it.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, that's sure. And I have down your mother's maiden name, B.A. Bassing.
Yeah,
B-A-S-S-I-N-G. That was from the obituary. And so we got the parents, and then I asked, you know, about the families, not quite a thing. Now, I had them living...
And my country, Fraser, her older sister, and she was older by 10 years, and old chronologically, but emotionally and culturally, she was older by 50 years. She was old-fashioned, she wore a thing on her head, and she wore these long skirts.
And newspapers on the floor.
Huh?
Newspapers. So you talk about childhood memories. I remember going to see Tante Freda, and she had newspapers on the floor.
On Friday.
I guess the floor was
my youngest sister got sick, and they they lived on Lippitt Street, we lived on Hope Street, mm-hmm. and they, doctors were afraid it might be diphtheria or one of the conditions. You have to take that.
Okay.
Get the answering machine. So they told Mama to send the children. That was Smarty and me, and a few of us. Edith, I think, was the food. No, Edith was sick. Hubby wasn't born yet. She sent it to her sister, to Tante Frank. We lived on Hope Street with maids, with the chauffeur. And Tante Frank was, poor Tante Frank, you know. But I loved Tante Frank. I used to go visit her down there. Which was,
where did she live, did you say?
On Lippitt Street.
Oh.
And when Tante was the home for the agent, it was Ruth who used to go, because she couldn't sign a name. And I used to sign that name, make her eggs for Tante Freda. I loved Tante Freda. She was a doll. She used to say to me, Rivka, you understand Jewish?
Yeah, I do.
Rivka is my name in Jewish. Oh. Rivka, vermach the tier, close the door. As a white aunt, it's warm, let the door. Ich will nicht so send the alte Mädchen. She was 90 years old. She wanted me to see the old people.
This is when she was in the home.
She was 95 years old. She says, ich will nicht so send the alte Mädchen.
She reminds me of Abe's grandmother. Was that way. She was
so adorable.
Well, what I had here was then they moved to 98 Benefit Street. Did they build that house or rent? Buy it, or I mean, was
my
it a single house?
Owned it.
Oh, I see.
No, it was a two-family house.
Two did
any of the Weiss family? Did you know Leo Weiss was
a
counselor?
I know of them.
Well, Leo Weiss and I were not my sisters, because Leo was a little older, the older one. We were born in the same house.
Oh, okay.
The Weisses were tenants of my parents.
Oh, so they still lived in a one-floor place on Benefit Street.
Then Papa built the house on Hope Street.
Yeah,
that's when I was 2 years old.
Oh, wow.
1907. It's a plaque house. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's got the plaque.
It's
and Benefit Street's a plaque.
Yeah.
Hi. How are you? Nice to see you, dear sweet man.
Yes, yes.
Hmm?
I said I'll shut it off for a few minutes.
Let's see if we can reconstruct the people in Palestine.
Yeah.
One sister went back to Russia and died, got caught in the war. I remember you telling me that. And then
now
the other sister raised...
was there. That must have been Bertha.
Remember the story that one of the women raised the boy and the girl? That ring a bell at all? And one went back and then never came up, was able to return to Palestine?
Yeah. Well, maybe two went and one went back.
Right, right. That's what I remember.
One stayed there. That was Bertha
that
she talks about.
Who was the one, do you remember the one that went back?
Okay. So Bertha remained there, we feel, and the ring family were Bertha's children.
Yes.
What was the year of the trip?
38.
Yeah, that was what happened.
Oh, that's when Papa died, too.
It was a year after he died.
Oh, all right. So he died, too, he said.
Mm-hmm.
When did Papa even come to get married?
They had
58. Then? No, they had more than 50.
No, a couple of years ago, they had 50.
Oh, yes.
You know what was interesting about the Hope Street area? I have from the city directories. The address ranges from 307, 309 to 321 in 1920. And the 321 is still the number given.
Yes.
But I don't know whether because they changed the neighborhood and the houses were renamed.
Did you pick up the phone?
It isn't ringing here.
There
is picked
a phone. There's a phone call for you.
Hello? Oh, yes. Well, now, can you keep it there so that I might look at it? Because someone has said they felt it was too erudite, too scholarly for for me to give him. But I'd like to see it first. Is it possible? Thank you very much.
Bye. Who was there besides Cedar Ring? You know,
what was the name
I thought
of
it. I have it home. I've got it written down. There's nothing I ever allude to.
Yeah.
I have it there, but I never looked at it.
I've got a list of names.
What was the name of the woman that I visited? Do you remember her?
Yubits Tushka.
Give me your English name.
Alice calls herself Alice. And Joshua. They had two children in the United States. Remember, they visited Aunt Gertie, Isaac.
Yeah.
Isaac was the older boy. They're very, very successful people now. And another boy. The boy rang my sister Gertie's alarm. He saw her button. He was a little kid. He was about 5 or 6. He rang the alarm. And all of a sudden, the police came after him. And they didn't know what happened.
No.
Are they here the only ones I've ever met? Because I've never been to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
My husband didn't want to go, so I didn't go without him. It was too late for him.
I don't know. Edith, because she spent a lot of time
Edith,
with them.
Yes, yeah. Edith's been there. Edith talks to them regularly. My sister Edith.
So when you speak with Edith, do you think you could find out for me and let me know? Or let Eleanor know if she can let me know?
Okay.
That would be fine. Yes, I want to do... I have an introduction that I do to the diary sections that we're using, and I wanted to explain who was who, and I'm going to Israel if all is well next week. So that's why I say let Eleanor know in case I'm not here when you find out whatever it is.
What you really want to know is the names?
I want to know who Bertha is, and if there was another. She only mentions one
can
sister. That's basically it. Her sisters who were there. And
I'll write it down.
Who is Bertha?
And who is Bertha? And Celia we know is the niece, so that's it. And the Ring family, we know who they are. And if she knows perhaps
who are the nieces and nephews that are left there now. Edith would know, because Edith's been there a number of times.
Yeah, and if she knows why the diary stops, I think it's May 10th.
Uh-huh.
She mentions that she visited with Mrs. Smith, the elder Mrs. Smith. And returned to Tel Aviv, and that was it.
Uh-huh. It just got tired.
It probably felt that it wasn't anything particularly interesting, because in other cases she'd been traveling and so forth, and then she picks up again when they're leaving, and she's glad, she says she's glad to be under an American flag again.
My sister Edith went to Israel one summer. She loved her husband at a young age, her first husband. She was married 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
She lost her third husband now.
Okay.
She went in between times at one point, and she stayed in Israel for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how she got to know she was an art therapist, and she taught some school in Israel.
One of the things I remember about that trip, now the trip was when?
1938,
so I was 4 years old. She brought back these beautiful embroidered blouses. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Well, she mentions the diary that she was going to go shopping. She mentions where she shopped.
And I remember, like, you know, crystal clear, gorgeous hand embroidered white blouses, kind of drawstring.
Yeah, like peasant blouse.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I have the copies of, I guess the original, of some of the speeches, her famous speeches.
Yeah.
And now, they came evidently through Hershey. I mean, he wrote a letter, and I wondered how he happened to
I don't know. I meant to ask, where did he get them?
Did he have them, or was it perhaps through Edith?
Edith maybe had them.
Oh,
Edith and Mama were very close.
Edith
was the youngest. There were 4 girls and 2 boys, and the 2 youngest were very favored.
Oh.
The oldest one, of course, was favored. I was in the middle.
I see.
I had them then for myself. I was always competing with the older ones with the younger ones.
Middle child syndrome, it's
called. Yeah, that's right. But it didn't do me any harm.
Sure.
I learned to stand on my own feet.
Now, did your parents, they had their own social life, didn't they, with their peers? And,
yes, not great. Uh-huh. Mostly it was community.
Yeah.
They did lots of entertaining. Every rabbi who came to Temple Bethel was entertained Friday night at our house.
I see.
Ritual. Rabbi Goldman, when he was being interviewed, stayed at our house, as did other celebrities. Because we had a very large house, lots of bedrooms, and my parents were very communal.
Uh-huh. And that was their entertainment, mostly. They did have...
Yeah, I remember you also telling me that they used to take in family members that needed...
Oh! Everybody got married from Hope Street. My cousin, that I had one cousin in Boston who was an old maid and not very pretty to boot. And Mama, take her down. I had cousins. We had a summer house in Barrington. Aunt Esther and Alec and that whole gang, they'd come for the whole summer. They'd stay the whole summer. She'd come 6-8 weeks. They lived in New York.
Oh, yeah.
You know the word adacha? That's what it was.
Right.
Whereabouts was your house in Barrington?
Not far from Paul was.
Do you know Barrington?
Yes.
Adelaide Avenue?
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you a fun story about that. Adelaide Avenue, they had these gorgeous blue hydrangeas. Right? Mm-hmm. Some in the back and some in the blue. I think hydrangeas do particularly well in Barrington because of the sun. And it's always been, because of that, one of my favorite bushes. And I never told anybody about it. I just love hydrangeas and I have a big blue hydrangea. My cousin Alan, this is Edith's son, mm-hmm. is having a big birthday party. And the invitation comes.